For all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. We're holding Siman Kuf Tzadik Vav. We're in the last Siv, very, very short Siv Dalet. You cannot include someone into Zimun if they ate less than a Gezayis. We're going to get much more into this in the next Siman, so we're not going to focus on it too long. But the bottom line is that, in short, in order to include somebody into your Zimun, at a minimum, they have to be in a position that they have to make a bracha achrayna. They don't have to make a bracha achrayna, they cannot be included in Zimun. Whether we're talking about somebody who washed or ate something else, we'll get into all that in the next Siman, so we don't have to do that right now. Let's start Siman Kuf Tzadik Zayin. Says the Mechaber, Shnayim she'achlu ke'echad, two people ate together. The government, when they finished eating, Uba shlishi, and the third person comes along. Call now, can, and this person is now going to sit down and eat. So now for right now at this moment, let's assume this person is washing and eating bread. Okay. So two people ate, third person comes in, and they finished eating already. And this person is going to wash and eat, and then and we would possibly want to, can we include this person into the Zimun or not? So there's a couple of conditions that need to be met in order to include him into the Zimun. So kol hecha, in any situation, the meisiluhu midi matzila mechamene, the original two people, if you bought them dessert now, would they be able to eat it, or are they so full that they wouldn't be able to take another bite? So assuming that they would still be able to eat something, then mitzaref badayu, then you are able to include them. V'chayavim, and says the Mechaber, litloy lecha, they should have remind him. So we'll see the Mishavur does says the word chayavim is not exactly accurate. You're not mechuyiv, but it's a mitzvah. So you had two people ate together, and you finish eating, and along comes a third guy. Give him some of your food, so this way that person will wash and join you, and this way you'll be able to have zimun. Now, so condition number one, once we finished eating, condition number one that we should be able to include this new person who showed up, is that we still have to be of the ability that if they would bring me some dessert or something like that, I would still eat it. Vahu? Condition number two. Vahu, achaloi amru, havlon and nevarich. That they did not say, hey, let's bench. But if they would have said, let's bench, havlon is usually used when there's a kais. We learned earlier there are people that used to bench with a kais even without a zimun, but the bottom line is when one of them turned to the other and said, let's bench, that would already be too late now to include someone and create a zimun. If they said it and then the third person came, then you cannot be mitzarif. Says the Rama, a similar condition. So if the two people already washed mayim achrayim, then you can no longer, it's too late. You ate without Zimun, and there's no longer you can be included with them. Yaakov, did you raise your hand? It was just...
Yeah. No. Question is, oftentimes people use the words, let's bench, as an expression of speech, like, let's get the meal over, but they're not actually ready to do it. Then they'll set for another hour afterwards.
Right. So we had a similar idea when we spoke about, can you still eat after that? But yes, you're 100% correct. If it's like, hey, do you want a bench? But in your mind, if the host would now bring out a dessert plate, then we have the chef here, so we can ask him what comes out at the end of the meal. But if it's more of a mindset. If you're havlon and nevarech, meaning that you were done eating, you were mesir das from eating, you would no longer be allowed to eat without a bracha. But if you're sitting at the meal and somebody says to you, Tati, we're sitting here for 2 hours already, can we bench already? And that's not havlon and nevarach, because the bottom line is, all of us sitting at the table might still eat more. So this is a mindset. So if you mesir das from eating completely, and then the third person comes up, you can no longer make zimun. Okay? Let's look at the Mishavur. Bashlishi. So again, the case was we had two people, they ate, they finished eating, and now a third person comes up. Let's start with Imam Lezimun. He wants to eat. So we said one condition number one was that if you would bring some food, then you would be allowed to include this person into Zimun. If you would bring some food, you would still eat. She'enim Saveim Kol Kach, they're not so stuffed. You'd bring things that pulled to the heart, meaning dessert, like kinuach, Suda, the dessert at the end of the meal, kagoin, peiris, fruit, kamein, upitrios, mushrooms, the gazolos, baby hens, so just a raya, that there's nothing wrong with eating a nice fleishig, little piece of chicken as dessert, to behai gavna, similar to that, if they would still be able to eat, even just a little bit. Now the Prima Gadim says a little bit wouldn't be enough. You'd have to have according to the Prima Gadim, you would have to have you have to have enough room to be able to eat a kezias of dessert. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, even just a little bit, then with Starif Adai, you'd be able to include this third person into Zeman. The Cheshvin and Lahu, Hili Loi Gamru Sudasan Adai, because we count as you did not yet finish your meal. Now, this that we can include the guy, he has to sit down and eat with us. As you remember, we learned we need either a kvias of the three people in the beginning or at the end. Either one works. He has to sit at the table they're eating. So if you're sitting in a restaurant with two people and now your friend comes in and sits down on another table, right? And you say, oh, we're going to include him in the Zimun. He had no kvias with you, so that doesn't help. The same halacha would apply if one guy finished his meal and now two people come in and they want to sit down with him. That would also, Gab came at Star by Daila Zeman. So it doesn't have to be that two ate together and then the third guy. It could be one guy ate and then two guys show up. Soon again, same condition, assuming he would still be able to eat something. The same rule that we just said now would apply if you had nine people eating together and a tenth guy walks into the room and he wants to sit down and eat. He would be able to sit down and eat, and you'd be able to include him in the Zeman, and now you'd be able to say Elokeinu. The Chayavim Litan and Mechaber said you're Mechuyev to give him food in order you should have to Zeman. Says the Mechaber, as we explained already, Lav Dafka, the Chayavim is Lav Dafka. Elisha writes, Eloi Meshem Mitzvah Litan Loi. It's a mitzvah because you're going to chaperain a Zeman, which is very important. As we said previously. However, if they were ready, Messiah das completely from eating, they washed my machrainim, they said, Havlon Nevarch, the cave in Shamru came, and this answers your question, Yaakov, they completely separated their minds from eating, Ushtia, from drinking, but Aslam Shuv Lecha, they wouldn't be allowed to eat anymore. We said by some Mil Pilchas Birchas Amazon. Therefore, any Yachlet Starfimam, now the guy no longer can attach himself. They already are done with eating. We went through more in detail the different halachas as when is Havlon and Nevarach and the Tilas Ayim Achrayim considered the end of the meal, and therefore you wouldn't allow to eat anymore. Okay, let's start with Sif Beis. Now we're going to move over to nine. Tisha Shachli Dargim Echadoch Gazayas Yar. Give nine people that ate a bread, and one of them ate vegetables. Mitzdarf Melhaska Hashem, you are able to do Zeman with Hashem's name. All he did was drank a cup of wine or something with them. Shiesh by Revius. Revius Mikol Mashke Chutz Mimayim, except for water. Water wouldn't help for this. So the guy had a glass of wine, a glass of orange juice, or something like that, with you had nine people that ate bread. One person had a fruit or an apple or a glass of juice, as we said. Mitzdarf imayim, when you're able to include him into your zeman, v'hu sheyia mevarach echem echapas. However, the guy leading the benching has to be one of the people who ate bread, not the guy who ate the vegetable. V'afilu shiva, even if it's seven achlu dagan. So we said now a case of nine and one. Says the Mechaber, even if it's seven and three, ushloisha yarek, and three of them only ate vegetables or something else, mitzdarfen, avashishaloi, six doesn't help, the ruba de minkavina. We need at least a not only a majority, we need an obvious majority, meaning you glance at it, you'll see that it's seven. So the bottom line is very important, halacha here, so let's just review it outside. You have 10 people sat down to eat together, seven or more washed, the other one, two, or three of them did not wash, but they ate a vegetable. They drank a cup of wine, a cup of juice. They but at least the kazayas of food or a revius of mashke, the mechuyev and a bracha achrayna, they can be mitzdarif to the minyan, and you're able to say Elokeinu by that zeman. If it's if it's six who washed or less, even though you have 10 people, you cannot say Elikenu. You can only do the regular Zeman. So you have a maximum of three that didn't wash, you're able to klud. Of course, they all, as we learned in the end of last Zeman, they all have to have eaten at least a kezayas or drank a revius, and they should be able to make a bracha achrona. We said that the drink has to be either juice or water. Water doesn't count. There's a big discussion amongst the paiskim. Does soda count? Does lemonade count? Does coffee or tea count? So that's a machlokes amongst the paiskim, whether that counts or not. So certainly better to, if you're going to have nine people or eight people and you want to be mitzaref, get them to eat some fruit, get them to drink a cup of wine or revius, get them to do something else. Because if you're going to do anything like coffee or tea, there are paiskim holds that that's enough, but there are others who hold that it's not so pashut. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The echad ochel, one of them did not eat bread. The aftal yorek enam avarchem b'chsam azayin. Even though he's not going to bench, mikol makam yochel etzar flanis baruch shechal nimishaloi, he's able to include himself in the statement baruch shechal nimishaloi is the one that we ate from kezayis yorek. Kezayis of yorek taimoi became and shaymah shechal nu ve'en achila p'chusam mikezayis. He's saying baruch shechal nimishaloi that I ate. Less than kezayis is not considered eating. Another reason is that we need him to make a bracha achrayinu. As we'll see shortly in Siman Reishit. Mitzdarfen. This guy who did not wash already made his bar nefashos. You can no longer count him in. Pretty pashut. Bitzir. So even if his vegetable is less than a kezayis, but he used a dip, he dipped it in the Thousand Island dressing in the middle of the vegetable platter, then and combined between the dressing and the vegetable, he had a kezayis, that's sufficient. The filachim at start because that's mechuyev in a bracha achrayinu. Kais echad, or he drank something, the shtiyah b'chlal achila, because shtia, drinking, is included in eating, and therefore he's able to say baruch shachal mishaloi. Chutz min amayim, however, water doesn't work. The mayim lezainu, water does not satisfy, doesn't fill you up. Ain't a chashav litzarif, that's not chashav enough in order to be mitzarif other people. Afilu tzomer v'raisu lishtas, even if it was thirsty. Now, umagan avram chaylik, upasik the mitzarif. The magan avram argues that he says even water. The chol shtiyah b'chal achilahi. Betiku eza achrayinu malacha. Some hold like the Magen Avram. Achim b'seva big the yesh. Magen Gemara meskimu l'machaber. V'chem b'tzad b'seva b'chem b'maycha. So we see there's a big machloikas b'chal if you could include a guy who only drank water. And like I said, that machloikas carries over is twofold. Can you count a guy water or not? And what does soda, coffee, tea, lemonade, these things, what category do they fall into? And therefore, although there's many paiskim who hold that it would be okay, however, Rabbi Yashiv holds that tea is not mitzarif, and the our Lutzion writes that any drink that's the ikar is water, which includes soda, tea, coffee, it's considered water, and therefore you can't count them in Zeman unless you're going to hold like a Magen Avraham. Right. However, if you drink juice, apple juice, orange juice, wine, then you certainly could be. Now you have other paiskim. The Maritz says that coffee could be counted into Zeman, and because he says that since it's Chamar Medina, others say tea could because you soak it in the tea leaves, and therefore it gets a din of something more chashiv. So again, like I said, it's a big machlokes. So preferably give the guy something else to drink. Okay, let's finish up the Mishnah Berurah here. Hamavarech echad, the guy who leads the benching should be the one who washed. The kevish he might chaver birchas hazimun. Chametvei him, he's the one being miyotzev with birchas hazimun. He has to have washed. Yarek vuadine zamashka, any vegetable or three of them. All three could have had just a drink. All three could have had just a vegetable, and that would be sufficient to be able to count them into the zimun. However, if it's more than three, you would not be able to count it. We'll stop over here, and if it's a sham, we will continue on Monday.